Good evening, everyone. This is the National Day of Prayer. And we had a meeting earlier today at noon from 12 to 1. And there was an excellent turnout. We also had the sheriff of Benzie County was there as well. And we also had music, and we had over 15 people that came up and gave some kind of a testimony or a prayer from the Lord that he had placed on their heart. And there was, at the last count that I had, there was 55, so I thought that was really a great turnout. And the theme for this National Day of Prayer is the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And it comes out of James 5:16. And I don't know if you can see the screen or not, but here on the screen is kind of what was sent out nationally. And so there were signs and all kinds of things with that graphic on it. But what does it mean, fervent prayer? It means having great power in prayer. It means to get serious. It means to have strategic warfare prayers. And that's what that word fervent means. It means it's just not a simple little prayer. It means that you put something behind it. You declare it and you decree it. The battle is the Lord's, but he wants to team up with us. Fervent means to have force. That's what I'm trying to say, to be forceful in your prayers. It has to be heartfelt. The Lord knows our hearts. It needs to be passionate. It needs to have an intensity to it and great feeling. In Psalms 31:24, it says, fill your life with vibrant faith and fervent prayer. I want to encourage you to pray all the time. We chose to do this here at 5:30 for people that might want to, that have to work and couldn't be there in the morning. But that National Day of Prayer, which is today, is very important. And this is my introduction. You have an enemy, and the enemy is set on destroying everything that you hold dear and keeping you from experiencing abundant life in Jesus Christ. Jesus is our hope. And someone gave an example of four boxes, H-O-P-E. Every time you opened up each one of those boxes, there was the love of Jesus, the grace from Jesus. There was the peace in it, but the most important thing was love. Prayer is a powerful weapon, just like praise. And prayer hits the enemy. He doesn't want to have prayer. He doesn't want you to participate in prayer. But you know what? Prayer is the portal or the window that brings the power of heaven to earth. Amen? It's so important. Fervent prayers keep your true identity in focus. Who are you? If you are born again, you are a son and a daughter of the Most High God. That is your identity. Your identity is Him. When the Holy Spirit is inside of you, you have so much light to give away to this world that just seems so weary and so hopeless. And if you really focus on Him, Jesus is the power that we need. So we need to pray. We need to stand. The National Day of Prayer here really focuses on what we call the seven mountains, which talks about the kingdom of God, and I'll get a little bit more into that. So I want to encourage you. We're going to do a few songs, and you can sing along with this if you would like. Revival anthem is all about revival. Amen. Spirit, we need you today. We need you to fall down. We need to start a holy riot.
Amen. Do tonight to eliminate all mosquitoes around.
Thank you.
love that song. It's just so full of life. We're going to do God Bless America. We did that this morning, and I really wanted to do that tonight.
Precious saints.
But Dad, did they want to die?
No. They didn't want to die. I mean, Many of them had children just like you that they had to leave behind, but they were forced to make a choice. And they could choose to live this one life here on earth and reject Jesus and be damned, or they could choose to believe in the words of Jesus and live forever.
I still can.
Maybe this will help you.
I have heard that Christians long ago were brought before a tyrant's throne, and they were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ.
I'm
it's all about pledging our allegiance to the Lamb, no matter what goes on. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's it, Joe. I'm a big four song. Powerful. Well, welcome to the National Day of Prayer. And I already gave you the theme. And what I kept on hearing from the Holy Spirit was, I will be glorified. My grace and my mercy is upon you. So run into my kingdom. Receive all the power and all the authority that I want to give to every person. Move in faith, for you are my light in the storm, and you can overcome. I will walk before you, and many will be set free. So when you walk before him, many will be set free. His word is going forth in praise and prayer, and I really found hope today to find different people that were reaching out to pray today. I'm praying that we will see a change in America. And the church has to rise up. And it has to stand in prayer. The old is over. And the new wine is here. And very few people are stepping into the new wine. The future is in the Lord's hands. But he's asked us to join with him because the battle is his. And as I said this morning or in the afternoon, the lion of the tribe of Judah, he's roaring. He's moving. His plans are different than our plans. The enemy has tried to take away the harvest, but he has sent his angel armies into churches, into different locations. The enemy globally has tried to bring fear, has tried to bring death. And I say to everyone that's listening on Facebook, listening here right now today, keep your eyes on Jesus. Be in prayer. Move as he tells you to move. Don't do your own thing. You have to hear his voice. This is our day that we can overcome, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, and nothing in this world can hold him down. It was finished on the cross. So I hear the Lord say, rise up. He tells his church to get awakened. He said, be captured by his love and open the heavens, Lord. And release us into the new era that you want us to be in. This is the national prayer that I found. I've never seen it before, and I want to read it. We come with fervent hearts to praise you, Lord. You are the word, the way, the truth, and the life. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the Lion of Judah. You are Almighty God who was and is to come. He's coming. We want to bring as many as we can into the kingdom. You clothed yourself in flesh and dwelt among us to remove our sins. Clothe us right now, Lord, with your righteousness, that we might dwell with you forever. That is what this is about now. With broken, humble hearts, we repent of the sins of the United States of America, confessing to you our faithlessness, our prayerlessness, and the disobedience here. Forgive us for our doubts, our prideful ways, our quarrelsome words that reveal our unclean hearts. cleanse us, renew us. Renew a right and steadfast spirit within us, we pray. With grateful hearts, we thank you fervently, with intention, with force, for the blessings that you have given in our lives and throughout America. Thank God for the grace and the mercy of the Lord Himself. They are more than we were able to count. We will remember your grace and we will testify to your goodness in all generations. There was one young person, and he's, I don't know, probably our kid's age in their 30s, who was there at noontime. And he said he's always come for the National Day of Prayer ever since he's been young. And he was hoping to see more young people come. But we don't see the young people come. It's a generation, the next generation, that is so lost. They don't know what is truthful and not truth. What is not truthful. They really don't know. And truthfully, I'm sure this might be bleeped out, but I hope not. It's like the government wants to control our children and we have no parental rights anymore. This is serious business. As the church, we commit to pray and love our neighbor and nation as you loved us, that our reputation in the world would be rooted in your love. Holy Spirit, work and overflow through us in every prayer that has been lifted up to you today. May our character, our conversation, and our conduct reflect the righteousness in which you clothed us and commanded every born-again believer to live. With an obedient heart, we put on the full armor of God. Your breastplate of righteousness guards our heart, from which flows the springs of life. We pray fervently for our communities and the United States of America and other world countries. The people who are in the church family, our own family, education, business, and workplace. We pray for the military, the government, arts and entertainment, and media. Every person that is here right now is your workmanship, fearfully and wonderfully created and loved. With hopeful hearts, we pray that all would choose to receive your love and follow you. We pray that America would confess that Jesus is Lord and reflect your righteousness in every sphere of influence and every aspect of our lives. We ask, Father, for heavenly hope would flood our hearts. Silence our hate, silence our anger, and that you would heal our land, the land of the United States of America. Believing you, all you are, and all you said, and all you have promised, we pray fervently in righteousness and avail much the theme for the National Day of Prayer. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. 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 I kind of wanted to share just a little bit of info to you. You might know this, you might not. But the National Day of Prayer was officially signed in law in 1952 by President Harry S. Truman. And the practice of praying over our country was really nothing new. You really study our forefathers and what they were all about. You know, they trusted in God and everything. And when you look at the Declaration and you look at the Constitution, it constantly mentions God. So ever since our nation was founded, our nation's leaders have always had some form or some relationship to God and had a day of prayer. And it's really amazing. My favorite president is President Abraham Lincoln. And I remember that when he made Thanksgiving official, it was so, so important what a great holiday that was to give thanks to God for all that he had given to us. And now, Harry S. Truman, the National Day of Prayer, and I am in awe. How many people don't know nothing about the National Day of Prayer? It's amazing to me. It's not maybe as widespread as Thanksgiving, but it should be. And it should be in all of our hearts and everything that we stand for. And one of the things that I want to share with you, if I've got it somewhere up here somewhere, was I kind of wanted to share a prophecy that I had read. It said, let us pray together, stand for unity, no matter what denomination we are. Father, we're thanking you for what you're going to continue to do in 2023. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. I think if there was any theme, it would be that. The enemy is under our feet, and we need to visualize that. And let all those who hate him flee before him. Psalm 68:1. And I think that that's a great emphasis stating that the enemy has no power and authority over here. And this should be declared among us. Amen?
Amen.
In the bulletin, I put some prayers that I thought was very important. And I also put a prayer over on the left-hand side because sometimes I kind of put my husband on the spot. And I don't mean that in the wrong way. But I wrote that prayer out for you. And it's my personal prayer to the Heavenly Father in Jesus' name that we lift our nation up to you. We ask that here in 2023 would be the year in which we receive all the harvest of our intercession for America. Bring our land back from captivity. We cry boldly, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let the resurrection power of God flood over this land where people are starting to get awakened. But Father, that you would awaken every person to love righteousness and hate lawlessness. We release all these edicts as we give them today before you, Lord, in Jesus' name during this prayer time. We give you all the glory. We worship you today. Heal this land, we pray. And I wanted you to have that so that you could, you know, say it over and over again. And so I did a little handout here. It's called National Day of Prayer. And I thought that each one of us that were in here could maybe read one, if you feel comfortable, or read two or three. And the first one says, thwart the efforts of those who would remove religious freedoms. They want to cut, you know, they want to close churches. They have since really, 2020. And they really would like to do this, as well as they want to take all the rights from the police. And I really want to see a change in that, in Jesus' name. And pray for the truth to become valued again. The truth. It's like you can come against certain things that you're not in favor of, but what does it has to back up with the Word of God? It can't be compromised. And the third one is pray that our people will increasingly see the truth. We can talk about the truth, but do people really want to hear the truth? Most of us don't. And who would like to take the next three? Thank you, Deb.
Ask the Lord to pour out a spirit of repentance. Pray that the United States will repent of its corporate rejection of the Word of God as the basis of law. The holy fear of God will sweep across our nation, leading us back to a place of wisdom and walking in the Lord.
Thank you. Next three.
Pray for wisdom when voting. Pray for the family structure, healing and mending of broken relationships. Pray for the churches to share God's word and love.
Pray for more Christian people in our workplaces. Pray for education. The Lord will fill every campus, school, and student. Pray for our military to have strength, power, with endurance and protection.
We pray for our government to be guided by the Holy Spirit. All vote agencies come down. Guide our local, state, and federal governments, Lord. The leaders will seek God. We pray for the arts and media and entertainment, that the Holy Spirit would fill and influence the industry. We pray that the Bible will continue to be America's guiding book. Pray that God will transform our nation. Let us exalt the Lord who establishes nations and judges justice.
Amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone that you would like to add to that? Anyone here? I tried to do as many as I could and type them up. Well, Father, we thank you. We praise you. Father, we just lift these you told me they were called edicts. And Father, I bring them before you, Lord God. We need help in our schools. We need help, Father, in our government. We need protection over our police officers. Father, we need help so bad in the schools. We need help, Father, in families. We need to have the family structure protected, Lord God. Parental rights to come back and parents to stand for what is right. That the government has no power and absolutely no authority over their children. That they have the right as parents to make the decisions. Father, we just pray right now for the media. We pray for the news. We pray, Father, that truth will come out, Father. Father, I pray right now that different Christian medias, Father, will just speak the truth. And that you will shine through that media, that people will tune into it, Lord God. Father, I really pray right now, Father, it is just in my heart so much, the aborted babies, Lord God, that, Father, you will have your hand upon every one of those babies that were aborted, Lord God. But as I heard someone pray today, Lord, that they said that there would come healing to the person that had to make that choice, that they don't live just with condemnation alone, Lord, that they will repent, Lord God, for what they had to do, Father, and your arms are open wide and loving to them, Father, and I pray for that. Father, I pray for that. Father, I pray right now, Father, that your mighty hand is upon the United States of America. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you, Father, that you will give us spiritual eyes to see and spiritual ears to hear. And, Father, we seal every one of these prayers with your blood, Lord God. And, Father, for this special day today, Father, we lift everything that is going on in churches all over, Father, and maybe in homes, Lord God, Father, that you will hear the cry of your people as we repent for the sins that have been upon the land, Lord God, and that, Father, the Holy Spirit will just sweep over the land and heal it in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you for your hope. Thank you for your truth. And thank you for the privilege that we can come and pray in your name, in the name of Jesus, the only hope, the only truth for the United States of America. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Anybody else?
I want to pray for our land.
We are praying for our land.
I'm talking about like our food and our...
Okay, come on up here. It needs to be in line.
Father, may I just lift up our land to you, Lord, our air, our resources, Father, our food. Lord, we ask that you bless all of our rivers and our lakes and our ponds. Lord, that you would bless all the fields, the meadows, and all of the land with dirt, Father God, for our plants to be renewed, Lord, that anything that Satan has came against the resources, Father, be thrown back to him in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for our animal kingdom. We pray for our safety with our food and with our water and with our air. And we just glorify you. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Karen. Anyone else? Do you want to close this, John, or?
I'm going to read this, this few verses that I read today. And that you read Sunday, Karen. Psalm 66. Those last few verses, it is prayer day, National Prayer Day. This is about prayer. Psalm 66, verses 18 through 20. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So, we're all praying, but let's come before him with a clean heart.
Amen.
Right? Is that not what that means?
Yes.
Correctly.
But verily God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be God, which has not turned away from our prayer, nor his mercy from me, from us. So when I heard you say that Sunday, and I read it today, I was so taken with this.
Yeah.
I read it at the meeting today, that because he attends our prayer. That just gets me. He, you know, you're attending to somebody. You're fussing over them. You're serving them. You're doing this. And this is what he does with our prayer.
Amen.
And so all our prayers today, my prayer today at that meeting was that the prayers there, the thousands in Michigan, and hopefully the millions across the United States, National Prayer Day, that he is attending to them.
Amen.
He is hearing them, taking them to his heart and acting upon them. So, Father God, we just thank you for this glorious day. I don't know it for a fact, Father God, but I just feel in my heart it is one of the best national day of prayers that has happened in this country ever.
Yeah.
Because of the dire need of prayer, Lord, in this nation. So, Father God, we know you are going to move. We thank you for your mighty hand moving in this nation, overturning evil, corruption, bringing justice to this land. Bring this nation back, Lord, in conjunction with your body, the body of Christ in this nation. Bring it back in agreement with the word of God in which this nation was founded.
Yes.
You have kept your covenant with your people in this country, Lord. We've let you down. But we're on our way back, Lord. Help us. Help your body. Help the church in the United States of America start keeping our covenant with you. And we can make this a change in America. You leading the way, Father God, in Jesus' name, and the body following our head. That is Jesus, in whose name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.